Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Joy. My apologies. This is Gail Dudley, and for some reason it was not allowing me to connect, but I refuse to give up, and thank you for all of you who decided to hang on, believing and trusting that there will be a connection. I'm not going to hold you long because I want to keep in mind of our time that we have from 10 a.m. Eastern time to 10:15, so let me get started. When we started this off, I gave you 4 points, and that was to journal, to write a covenant, to circle prayers in the Bible with a highlighter, and to also pray the prayer of protection out of Psalm 91, as well as having and creating a community of prayer. Then last week, we talked about motivation to pray, identify your distractions, commit. I'm sorry, that was actually a couple weeks ago. And then we talked about the fact that praying is not for wimps. And we talked about prayers that we grew up on, and those things were all a start. Last week, I talked about praying the details, pray expecting God to answer, ask yourself, do I really expect my prayers to be answered by God, and to also know the scriptures. Today, I really want us to focus on praying with a purpose. And the question that many of us will ask ourselves is, why pray? And I would say before you today that no matter what Jesus did, he made prayer his priority. In all things that we do, we must make prayer our priority. Jesus is a prime example of a life lived by prayer that offers relevance, purpose, answers, and most of all, a relationship with God the Father. When Jesus would pray, he would pray wholeheartedly for every move he made, asking his Father for guidance and leading and direction. He also prayed prayers of thanksgiving. He prayed prayers of healing. He had prayers that he prayed for his disciples and prayers for believers, both present and future. And that's where I want us to really focus on this morning, is that entire piece. If Jesus made prayer a priority, we too should make prayer a priority. So I want you to, hopefully, if you're not driving and if you're not at work doing something, I don't want you to be distracted. And again, this recording will be live for later on. But I want you to consider, what prayers have I prayed that have not been answered? And what prayers have I prayed that has been answered? Again, what prayers have I prayed that have not been answered, and what prayers have I prayed that have been answered? And the reason I ask you that question is because it's until we take that journal out and write them down and go back through and look at if they've been answered or not is when we find if there's a difference or not. What am I saying? Well, when I go through my journal, I go back through and see, okay, has this prayer been answered or has it not? And I mark that in the journal itself, looking to see, okay, is it the way I prayed? Is it that God decided not to answer this particular prayer? Is it that God is saying not now? Is it that God is saying this prayer. I cannot answer you because it's not a part of the plan that I have for you. We know in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, God knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future, and not plans for destruction. And it goes on in verse 13 of Jeremiah 29. It talks about seeking God with your whole heart. And I think sometimes we allow our fleshly desires to get in the way of what God is really calling us and asking us to do. When we pray, our prayers should be lined up with the will of the Father. That is why in the very beginning I suggested to everyone to journal, but the other thing I suggested was to go through the Bible and circle prayers. We have to really spend time in the Word of God and hear what he's calling us to do. That way when we pray, and you've heard me say this before, we go to God with our heart, but we come away with his. God, what will you have me to do and to pray for today? Give you an example of this morning. First of all, confession time. I have not exercised in a month, and my body is feeling it. So when I was praying this morning, I asked the Lord, what is off about me? Well, I was taking that exercise time, spending even more time with him. So I would get up, I would have prayer, I would do some devotions, I would walk around the house and pray, I would go and exercise. And as I was swimming in the pool, and you all remember this from previous Blog Talk Radio's Monday Morning Joy, that I would say when I would swim, I would be praying. I have missed that extra time of seeking the Lord and praying. And this morning when I was spending time, God brought that back to my remembrance. But the other thing he did, I asked the Lord, okay, God, I have X amount of money in my bank account. How would you have me to spend this? What does this look like? It's not much. Trust me, it's not much. That's why I'm asking him, God, what do you want me to do with this? And he was so specific in telling me what to do that I was in awe. That's why there is the importance of praying to the Father, asking him, what do you have for me? So this is your homework for this day. And again, I apologize that this is short, but I want to keep within our 15 minutes. But if you really listen to what I'm saying, this is a power-packed 10 minutes I have just imparted to you. I want you to ask that question about prayer. But the other thing I want you to do each morning, beginning tomorrow morning, ask God, okay, Lord, here's my day. Here's my 24 hours. Exactly what is it that you would have me to do in this 24 hours? What does this look like for you? Sit, listen, and as he's speaking, and I believe with all my heart that God is going to respond to you. Write down what he calls you to do and be obedient to what he calls you to do. So much is going on with At the Table with Gail. Please check out our new magazine, which is at readypublication.com. Again, that's readypublication.com. It has gone international within the first 7 days. So we're so excited about that. There are women, diverse women, contributing authors, asking deep and tough and honest conversations. You be blessed, and remember that today is Monday, and make this the day of joy.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.